This is The Rundown. I'm Hari Srinivasan, back from a reporting trip to the Sudan with a couple of pieces for the NewsHour broadcast. Joining us now is Jeffrey Kay, a correspondent. Thanks for being with us.
You're welcome.
All right, what I wanted to kind of focus in on that you touched on a little bit in one of your pieces was how to train a largely illiterate electorate. I mean, these people are going to the polls for the first time in a very important election, but how do you get the message across on exactly how to vote?
Yeah, it's a real serious problem. The illiteracy rate is immense. It's hard for us to even think about it. 85% of the adult population is illiterate, and that includes government officials and police officers. So the way you do it is essentially you try to come up with icons, symbols, so that people go to the polls, they know, they get some idea of what they're voting for. But it was really contentious as the South and the North try to figure out which icons would be the best. Finally, what they came up with was these, and I'm holding them up. You can see this one for unity and this one for separation, an open palm. Now, Westerners would find that strange. I think many people used to an outstretched hand would see a stop sign. Actually, it's supposed to be waving goodbye. Goodbye, and if they can communicate that message, that's how people will vote. And then the other one, of course, is for unity with a clenched, two clenched hands. In the South, very few people, we didn't even run into one person who was actually in favor of unity. Then as we started talking to opposition politicians, it turns out there's another issue that they're very concerned about. You don't sign your name. Obviously, we're talking about an illiterate population. You put a thumbprint on either here or here in these circles, and then fold the paper. But what happens when you fold the paper in the way that it looks like it's intended? Check it out. You put a wet print here. You fold the paper along this line, and if the print is still wet, it'll come up and be imprinted in the other circle and invalidate the ballot. Some people think that this was done deliberately, so a lot of conspiracy theories. So now what they're trying to do is, in addition to teaching people what the vote for separation is, which is try to educate people about how to fold the ballot. Fold it lengthwise instead of down in half this way, and hopefully the ballots won't be invalidated.
So how are they getting that message out? Are there videos? Are there, you know, public service announcements on the radio, on TV that are trying to teach people this basic kind of, I mean, you know, just the stop sign versus the hello versus the goodbye means secession. It's kind of a complicated idea to get across.
It is a complicated idea. Mostly the way they get it out, at least as far as I was able to see, were posters. Don't forget, most people don't have electricity. Certainly don't have TVs and radios. So if you can put up posters and try to explain to the elders and to the tribal chiefs what they mean, the idea is that the hope is that they'll pass the word out among their people.
And this is a crucial election for the country, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the country doesn't exist. This is really the birth of a nation if the secession happens.
All right. Jeffrey Kay, correspondent for the PBS NewsHour. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Hari.
This is The Rundown. I'm Hari Srinivasan. Stay with us.